So my name is Adrienne LaRocque, and I am the executive director at the Otichiwon Contemporary Art Center that's based in Edmonton.
How long has the art center been around for?
Yeah, so the collective formed in 2015. So the center itself has been around now. We're going into our fifth year. So we opened in 2020, the spring of 2020.
Oh, you opened in COVID?
Yes.
That is a hard business model, my friend.
Yeah. So, we had a big grand opening plan for that spring and had to pivot. And so for the first 2 years that the center was open, we were working within COVID restrictions. And so I think a lot of folks didn't know we existed. So we still feel like it's very new and very young, and people are, just learning about us that we exist.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the pandemic put a number on all of us and how we do business and how we show up. So tell me a little bit about what you do there.
Yeah, so we are an Indigenous artist-run center that's based in Edmonton. We're the only one in Edmonton, and we support Indigenous contemporary art, experimental practices, and support innovative research.
That's amazing that you have that all happening in one place.
Yeah, that's pretty great. We focus on usually 3 to 4 exhibition projects a year. And so that includes group shows, solo exhibitions, and then what we'll usually have is a transitional project in the summer months. And so the art market is actually our transitional project for this year. So it's the first time we're taking on this type of a project, but it's something that we've been talking about for many years. So we're really excited to see it happening.
So you have the first art market that's happening this Saturday and Sunday. Tell me what's going to be there. What can people expect? And are there plans to do more?
Yeah, so I think we started off a little bit smaller this year because it is our first year. We just kind of want to test it out and see how it goes. And so we have, I think it's about 16 vendors, which will be spread out between our two floors. So we have our main gallery floor and then our basement level. On the Saturday, there's actually another event happening in the neighborhood. It's put on by a group called Paths for People. And so they're having an open street festival, right outside our building. So it's really exciting.
So cool.
There's going to be 2 events happening on the Saturday, but then just the market will be on the Sunday.
That's so great. With your time at Otichiwon Center, do you have a highlight or a favorite thing that happens there?
Yeah, I think there's so many great things. I feel like it's always been a welcoming space. I've always felt very welcomed. And so for me, I think it's just those moments where, we're able to engage with living Indigenous artists and their work and kind of explore really exciting ideas. I just think back to some of the shows that we've had in the past that were really memorable for me. So one of them was the Glenn Gear exhibition, which was a new media show, which I helped install. And so I think for me, it's kind of those moments where I'm connecting with the artists themselves.
I love that. So how can people support you? Where do they go? Where do they find you?
So we're on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram. It's just at Otichiwon. And we have a website. We are also a registered charity now. So we are looking for support as well. And I think even just come on and check out our center, check out the events. I think it's going to be a great weekend.